This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, July 23rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Cameron presses Congress on specialty crops. Overhead irrigation linked to E. coli and food group pushes dye phase out. Cameron urges regulatory fixes, support for specialty crops. Don Cameron, a Fresno County farmer and president of California State Board of Food and Agriculture, urged Congress yesterday to streamline pesticide approvals and increase funding for specialty crops during a House Agriculture Committee hearing on advanced ag technology. Cameron said regulatory delays, especially at EPA, are hindering farmers' ability to control pests and diseases amid rising input costs. He underlined the need for updated pesticide labels, streamlined registration processes, and investment in innovation to ensure growers can access safe, effective pest management options and remain globally competitive. In an interview with AgriPulse following the hearing, Cameron emphasized that EPA is, quote, behind on getting products out. Registration has been slow, backlogged. He pressed for more specialty crop funding, saying, quote, we definitely need attention. We need to get products labeled for these crops so we're all on the same level playing field. Cameron also praised Western growers' research initiatives, stressing the need to bring more products to market for specialty crops where there's absolutely nothing available. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Overhead irrigation linked to E. coli contamination. A new study has identified overhead irrigation with untreated surface water as the leading cause of E. coli 015787 contamination in romaine lettuce. Published in Scientific Reports, the research modeled the entire farm-to-fork supply chain and found 52% of contamination occurs during pre-harvest when spray irrigation wets leafy greens with potentially contaminated water. By contrast, furrow and drip irrigation methods significantly reduce contamination risk. The assessment also pointed to factors such as wildlife intrusion, runoff, ineffective post-harvest washing, and inconsistent cold chain storage as contributors to foodborne illness. The researchers stressed that maintaining cold temperatures throughout distribution helps limit bacterial growth if contamination does occur. They recommend switching to safer irrigation practices, treating surface water before use, improving wash steps, and enhancing refrigeration as key strategies to reduce the roughly 19,000 annual E. coli illnesses in the U.S. linked to romaine consumption. Consumer Brands expands its food dye pledge. One of the largest food and beverage organizations is encouraging manufacturers to stop using synthetic dyes in products by the end of 2027. Consumer Brands Association had previously said it would encourage its members to transition away from certified food, drug, and cosmetic colors in food and beverages served in schools by the start of the 2026-27 school year. CBA's latest announcement builds on this by encouraging makers to phase out those dyes completely. Companies that sign up onto the voluntary commitment will stop manufacturing products with blue number 1, blue number 2, green number 3, red number 40, yellow number 5, and yellow number 6. Some of the biggest food and beverage manufacturers have made similar commitments. CBA is continuing to urge FDA to prioritize increased access to natural color alternatives and ensure these are adequately evaluated and demonstrated as safe. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and FDA Commissioner Marty McCary celebrated the move and said it supports their goal of removing all synthetic dyes out of the food supply. America is entering a new era of nutrition, Kennedy said in CBA's announcement. Replacing synthetic food dyes with natural colors marks another major victory in our mission to make America healthy again. Meanwhile, Coca-Cola said yesterday it would offer Coke sweetened with cane sugar in the United States as early as this fall. It follows a social media post by President Donald Trump backing the use of cane sugar. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Maha Group launches nationwide ad campaign. A group supporting the Make America Healthy Again movement has launched a TV campaign highlighting the administration's commitment to some Maha ideas. The campaign is sponsored by Maha Action. It will run nationwide from July 22nd through August the 12th in the lead up to the Maha Commission's second report. The video features prominent members of the administration, including Kennedy, McCary, and USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins. This is our way of saying thank you for their leadership and ensuring Congress knows that the American people, that millions of Maha moms and advocates are behind these critical reforms, said Tony Lyons. He's president of the Maha Action. Make no mistake, this is a revolution that will change the face of public health policy. The video touts what Maha Action calls, quote, early wins, including phase out of synthetic food dyes, closing the GRAS loophole, and plans to reform the dietary guidelines, quote, based on science rather than industry influence. Now take note, the administration has not taken direct action on a number of these wins. The plan to phase out artificial food dyes, for example, relies on voluntary buy-in from the industry rather than regulations. The administration has been vocal about its desire to address the GRAS loophole, but has not issued rulemaking to do so. In March, HHS directed FDA to explore rulemaking to eliminate a pathway for food companies to self-affirm the safety of food ingredients. Take note, Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota, he chairs the Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, he sits on the Agriculture Committee, said he hopes to get a preview of the second commission report, but he wants to continue conversations with Kennedy even before that. Hoeven was one of a handful of senators that met with the White House after the first Maha Commission report, which outraged farm groups over its negative portrayal of pesticides. Many have engaged with the White House since to ensure the next report issues responsible recommendations on pesticides and other issues. Kennedy has agreed to initial discussions with Hoeven. The lawmaker said these conversations will focus on ensuring any recommendations in the report have enough flexibility for agriculture and school nutritionists. Here's today's final word. God gave us weeds and insects to make our life miserable. That Don Cameron of Terra Nova Ranch. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, July 23rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.